From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Saturday, January 1st, and Happy New Year's Day. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories of 2021 presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A pizza shop owner fought an unruly patron. Whataburger and Truitt's Grill highlight the list of restaurants coming to Woodstock. A Woodstock man opened fire on multiple Metro Atlanta massage parlors and was convicted on murder charges. Woodstock was named one of the best suburbs in America. And finally, a Cherokee firefighter and his wife were murdered in their home. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The fifth story of the year for the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast was the killing of a firefighter and his wife in their home. Cobb police found Justin Hicks, a Cherokee County firefighter, and his wife Amber, both 31 years old, dead from gunshot wounds in their Ackworth home near Bells Ferry Road, November 18th. Cobb County Police spokesman Sergeant Wayne Delk has said that the case is being investigated as a double homicide. Their two-year-old son was found unharmed. Hundreds filled His Hands Church to pay respects at their funeral. Tim Cavender, Public Information Officer for Cherokee Fire and Emergency Services, said Justin Hicks was an excellent firefighter who loved being in public service. Police have now charged Matthew Lands, who lived at an adjacent house, with the killing. Lands is in the Fulton County Jail on other charges related to a stabbing of a Sandy Springs police officer. A Cobb arrest warrant for Lands says he forcibly entered the Hicks home by breaking a window before shooting both victims multiple times. Property records show the Hicks homes shared a back fence with the Lands home. Sandy Springs police confirmed Lands is the younger brother of Austin William Lands, who fatally stabbed a Pentagon police officer in August. The fourth story of the year for the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast was Woodstock being named one of the best suburbs in America. The city placed behind Westfield, Indiana, and Forney, Texas, who placed first and second, respectively. The list was comprised by Homes.com. To determine the list, the study looked at 9 ranking factors for each city, including median listing price, median square footage, housing price to income ratio, number of homes for sale per capita, average yard size in acres, work from home score, race and ethnic diversity levels, school district score, and crime index. They were assigned weights to each factor based on level of significance to a suburban home buyer and remote worker. Scores were calculated by the sum of the 9 weighted factors, which gave an overall score for each city. Woodstock scored 40.69 out of the highest possible 50 points. The number 3 story of the year for the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast was the trial of the Atlanta spa shooter. In March of 2021, 21-year-old Robert Lang went to 3 Atlanta area spas that were run by Asian Americans and opened fire, killing 8 people and wounding another. After his arrest, Mr. Long told police that his acts were motivated by his issues with sex addiction, conflicting with his Christian morals. He had spent time in treatment at Hope Quest, an evangelical treatment center in Ackworth. Several times during his stay at the center, he relapsed and visited sex workers at massage parlors. His parents had kicked him out of the house the night before the shooting due to his sexual issues. Long believed that the parlors were centers for sexual temptation. When he was arrested, he was on his way to Florida. The shootings occurred during an uprise in violence and hatred against the Asian American community which had mostly been fueled by misinformation regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Long was charged with 8 counts of murder, 4 in Cherokee County and 4 in Fulton County, along with 1 count of aggravated assault in Cherokee. On July 27th, Long pleaded guilty to the Cherokee County charges and was sentenced to life without parole. On August 30th, state prosecutors announced Willis had filed court papers seeking the death penalty against Long for the Fulton County charges and designating the Piedmont Road shootings as a hate crime based on race and gender. On September 28th, Long pleaded not guilty to the Fulton County charges. The number 2 story of the year for the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast was the announcement of new restaurants in Woodstock, including Whataburger and Truett's Grill. The city council voted unanimously to approve 4 variance requests for the Whataburger restaurant, which will be located at 9766 Highway 92. The site, zoned downtown general commercial, currently houses the Cherokee Family Medical Center. Applicant Neil Tijan Ajo requested to demolish that building to construct the Whataburger restaurant. Truett's Grill opened in October, replacing the Chick-fil-A Dwarf House that had previously sat there. Truett's, named after Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy, includes a specialty menu, unique styling, and sit-down counter and drive-through service. In place of the traditional Chick-fil-A first 100 grand opening celebration, Truett's Chick-fil-A Woodstock surprised 100 local heroes, making an impact in Woodstock with free Chick-fil-A for a year. In addition to the regular Chick-fil-A menu, Truett's offers specialties like loaded waffle fries and hot brown, a dish of chicken, cheese, and bacon with a creamy gravy and served with toast. Homestyle sides and unique appetizers are also on the menu. And the number 1 story of the year was Lou Parada, owner of Parada's Pizza, and his 2 sons, Vinny and Anthony, being charged with battery after an altercation with a customer. A man and his wife had ordered a takeout pizza from the shop, but then began to eat the pie at a table. When Parada's wife informed them that they needed to leave, the man began to insult Parada with obscenities. The man later told police that Lou, Anthony, and Vinny Parada shoved him and pushed him out into the parking lot where they all punched him. He appears to have been struck in the nose with abrasions and blood on his face, police said. The man said he believed his nose was broken. He was checked out by ambulance staff and denied medical treatment there, police said, but transported himself to a hospital for further evaluation. Anthony and Vinny Parada told officers that they had punched the man, according to Canton police reports. Lou Parada told officers he only shoved the customer after he lunged at his wife. He denied punching the man, but if he had, he would not have gotten up, he said. In a video from inside the restaurant, Lou Parada approached the table and, as the man attempts to stand up, pushes him back into the glass window, police said. He then picks up the man and drags him to the front of the restaurant. The 3 men are all charged with battery. Lou Parada was also charged with drugs not in their original container, and Anthony Parada was charged with possession of Schedule 1 drugs, a THC vape pen.
Engineered solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.